This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The N95 face mask many people use during the coronavirus pandemic could also offer strong protection from wildfire smoke. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
New research from Colorado State University suggests N95s could reduce hospitalizations from wildfire smoke between 22 and 39%. Research scientist Jack Kodrow says it's another layer of protection from unhealthy air during the wildfire season.
The fact that we're having conversations about putting fabric over our mouths because the air we breathe is getting too toxic, I think should be a wake-up call to start looking at our own environment.
As for those more popular cotton, synthetic, or surgical masks, the study says those are too leaky to block small smoke particles. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A Denver police officer was shot Tuesday evening in the southwest part of the city. They're being treated at a hospital, according to the agency. An investigation is ongoing, but officials did not report any other injuries. One person was arrested. Colorado took an emergency step yesterday to deal with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations that it has not taken since last fall's surge. The state initiated the crisis standards of care for staffing. It means hospital workers can be moved to care for a patient who is sicker than they normally would care for, giving hospitals greater flexibility to deal with staffing shortages, illnesses, and burnout. Dr. Anuj Mehta with Denver Health says patients will likely feel the impact.
So your care may be slower and may get delayed.
The change also gives hospitals and doctors emergency protection from liability. The state's chief medical officer stresses this move does not mean rationing care. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 56 degrees, a sunny day across most of Colorado, actually. Have a lovely day.